Today we are reading from nothing. Sorry. They asked me to choose Antaranga Prabhu said, if you want, I can send you a verse, but I've been waiting, but I didn't receive it. So we will, by your blessings, we will try to say something from the heart today. I tend to speak. When I prepare for class, you know, I always get mixed up, and I'm not like erudite, like Keshava Maharaj. He's perfect speaker. But however, I'll try to deliver a little something from my own experience, because experience is the best teacher. That's what they say, isn't it? I got a phone call this morning from Jagatpriya Mataji, and she said, what verse should I put in the on the board? And I said, I don't have a verse, so I didn't want the class to look like a Brahmajyoti. But I said, just put the Bhagavad Gita brighter than the sunshine. Yesterday I got a call from Pragosh Prabhu and Sukanti Radha asking me if I had a theme for the marathon. So I couldn't remember. Of course, this is a theme for the manor, Sangha Seva Sadhana, very beautiful. But they wanted something a little bit more national or European. So I said, let's put down Bhagavad Gita brighter than the sun. What do you think? Do you agree with that? And it's going to be on the social media. So, the Bhagavad Gita, it's actually the song of God, the words of God. And they are illuminating, they're very powerful to deliver any sinner from any kinds of sins, whether someone is a criminal, murderer, pedophile, a crook, thief, or whatever, or an atheistic, inimical, asura, towards devotees, towards God. Just by the darshan of the Bhagavad Gita, people, they become exorcised. That's the word, isn't it? Exorcised, you know, from there. The steam comes out. I sometimes just by showing people Bhagavad Gita, you could tell it's like a mirror for their face, you know? You could tell the steam comes out. You could tell whether someone, you know, it's a pious person or someone, you know, it's... because it's like you're putting the face of God in front of their face, and it does something. It's a very powerful book. And for those who are inimical, and you could tell, you know, they become, the steam comes out, you know, the but of course it's purifying, because the next time, then they just having a darshan or sankirtan doesn't mean just giving out a book. If you give out a book, then you are successful. No, it's not like that. I always thought that it was like that. You can judge by the result, but it's not like that. I'm giving out less books now, but I spend more time with people every day. I'm enjoying it. Sankirtan is when, even when you show just a picture, even when you don't show anything and you show yourself and you smile, to someone. Like Maharaji said once years ago, just by going in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the street or wherever you go, just by standing there and you observe, you know, the environment, people going through, and you start to think, you know, how to, you know, operate. And there are all kinds of people, and people just by looking at you, wondering like that, they become purified. I remember Keshava Maharaj said that, and it's true. It's they become purified because Gauna Bhakti. Gauna Bhakti means when you prepare yourself for devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he categorized the preparation of the consciousness as non-different from devotional service. For example, you are preparing your mind today to go out tomorrow. That's Gauna Bhakti. That's already book distribution. The Lord becomes very pleased. If you already, it's like you are pre-surrendering. You are already pledging to serve the Lord, preparing. It's like a child, you know, his intention is to serve that father. And the father, he knows what he is just about to do. He becomes very pleased, the father. Krishna is like that, you know, he's in the heart of everyone. And he sees, you know, your preparation. You know, dust off your bag, dust off your consciousness, your mind, put a few books in the bag and try to help. Doesn't matter what you do and how much you do, but just to help the Sankirtan movement, and the Lord will make all the arrangements, and it's already a victory. You become happy just by the anticipation of serving the Lord. Already you become, you experience some happiness, just like a girl who was the other day. That's the one. What's your name? Coco? Coco. It's a nice name. Coco. You're from China. Yes, and it reminds me the girlfriend, the partner of my son, also very enthusiastic. You know, in China, you know, Krishna consciousness is going very, very rampant, very fast. Anyway, she came towards me and she would, you know, learn book distribution. She's very enthusiastic, and I could see that the enthusiasm, utsaha, and I said, yeah, one day we will go together, and I'm organizing Jai Krishna to come with me, and she can come and experience the nectar of book distribution. When I see that eagerness in devotee, book distribution is not something that you force someone to do it. I don't believe in that anymore. And it's an inspiring activity. Like Sri Ram Swami, when he came here, he gave a class, he came out towards me and he was feeding me fruit. He said, you don't have to even travel, go around and do a seminar. You don't even have to open up your mouth to inspire people. Just by going out every day, you're inspiring the world. It made me thinking, yes, that's true. But still, you know, there's always a little bit more I could do. But it's a fact, you know, when someone is situated in that particular service, sadhana, like there's some pujari, very, for a long, long time. I can't do that, but they inspire me how to worship Lord Krishna every day. The cooks, there are some cooks, you know, there. So we all get inspired, you know, by the determination of a particular devotee in his nishta service. Nishta means steady. When we achieve forget about the bhava or prema, and but if you achieve nista, it's already something very high, very, very high. And comes after you have dust off your heart from the anartha, anartha nivritti. When you're not troubled so much anymore from the anartha, of course the anartha, they're always there. We generate anartha every day with different impressions. But the nishta comes when the anartha, they're subsided, when we are also surrendered. Devotees sometimes they ask, what is the secret of book distribution? There is no secret. It's all about the internal state of the consciousness. It's about surrendering to the supreme charioteer, Krishna. He is the one who leads the body, the mind. You want, if you surrender to the will of the Lord, then he'll take you and he will say, okay, let's go there, and you give a book to this one, to that one. That's what Krishna did. Jai Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. Would drive the chariot of Arjuna and he will position him in a such way that he will target the enemy in a very easy way. So that's the Lord. When we are willing to make a little sacrifice to serve him, then the Lord makes all the arrangement. So therefore, the secret is to surrender. Even if you can't surrender for the lifetime, the future, just surrender for the day. If you can't do for the day, surrender for 1 hour. It's not that the Lord said, oh, you surrender to me all this life, otherwise you are doomed. No. He's very happy, even if you surrender for 1 hour, 2 hours. There are different degree of surrender. There are advanced devotees, they make a pledge. He said, we have to negotiate with the Lord. Like, you know, after COVID, I was dying from COVID. And I start to talk to Krishna. I had a serious talk to Krishna to negotiate. Okay, you saved my life. You wanted me to carry on living. So I tried to surrender to you. And I was talking, even though I can't see God, I can't hear him, but the sign is there, because Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can save you. The COVID could have killed me if Krishna wanted. But somehow or another, I stayed alive, and I'm grateful. Grateful to see the sunshine every day when I woke up in the morning, to have some food on the table, to be together with my family. Grateful. But then after the gratefulness, then what? Then we have to, you know, reciprocate with the Lord. Thank you. But thank you verbally is not enough. You can thank someone verbally to make the person feel good. But even higher than that, you know, is when you do something for that person. Correct? It's higher. So Krishna kept me alive, so I wanted to commit, you know, to go out every day, even if it's for 3 hours. And I enjoy it. It's not, I'm not a pure devotee. I'm not advertising my complete surrender here. Don't mistake that I'm completely surrendered soul to the Lord. No, but 3 hours every day, that's my thank you to Krishna to go out and distribute books. And I carry on, take care of my family, and it's, I feel in peace with myself. Of course, I could do more, but there are other contributing factors. Diabetes, my health is not as good as before, but still, you know, we can actually make a pledge with the Lord, talk to Krishna, renegotiate our relationship, forget about all the things that went wrong in our lives, and say to the Lord, here I am, I joined, you know, with the purpose of serving you. That's the purpose of joining Krishna consciousness. We've been saved by someone, by the book. And then what? We would do the same thing. We would thank the Lord and thank the society by doing the same thing, to give our contribution by preaching. Whether you give someone prasadam, holy name, wherever you go, tell someone something about Krishna. Oh yeah, another thing, you know, I promise that every time I see some poor people, homeless people, I always buy them, I ask them, are you hungry? If they say no, I want some money for the rent, then I say bye-bye, Hare Krishna. But if they are hungry, yes, I'm hungry. So then I go and buy a sandwich for them with a bottle of water, offer to Krishna and give them some prasadam, if you don't have books with me. So there is always something we can do, and it's only, you know, a couple of pounds. It's not much. We spend so much money in so much nonsense, so many. Just, you know, if we draw it from our sense gratification kit. It means less chocolate, less this, less that, whatever. There is always a scope, you know, to help someone. So, Sankirtan is not just by giving the book, but also by showing someone the book. They don't take it. Next time, that person, and you are nice, friendly and nice. That is the impression they get. You want them to go home and say, oh, he was a nice chap. I didn't take the book, but he smiled at me. People, they're not stupid. They see, you know, how you present things. If you are nice, like Keshava Maharaj said the other day, people buy you more than the book. They see you, they observe you. The representative of the sacred message is more important. Sometimes we think, oh, the book is more important. No, the book is not. It's the way, how you present it. You can have could be a wealthy man, a rich man, but if he's in the hands of someone who doesn't know how to handle it, it's not very attractive. But if he's in the hands of a good person, then he knows how to present it, distribute it, and so, the person, it's important. Then, if they go away with that impression, the darshan of the book enters their heart. Next time, they stop. I met someone, actually, who gave me this hierarchy, you know, of encounter with the Hare Krishna. And it was very interesting for me. To learn, something to learn. It was a few years ago, 5-6 years ago. He said, you know what? I was always wondering, the Hare Krishna, you know, the books. I was, first time, you know, I saw the book, but I was not interested. And then again, someone, you know, put in my hand, and I was not interested. And then someone, next time, you know, they put it in my hand, I opened up, I read a little something, I was not interested, I gave it back. Until the point, I met that person and he said, but you know what, today I'm ready to get it, to buy it. Let's find out what it's all about. See, people, they get tricked by Krishna. It's the purification. If they don't take the book, it means they're not ready. It's not that they are demons. They're not ready. The Krishna is working on their, allow the Lord to work on their consciousness. One step at a time. You can't expect the baby to start to run. We wonder why a neophyte, a book distributor, he thinks everybody in the world should take a book from me. Then he's on the crusade. Everyone should take a book. Prime Minister, the Queen, the King, everyone. If they don't take, they're in Maya, they're demons. But the thing is, when you go out and try to distribute some books, allow the reality to kick in. The reality, it's more cruel. You get a lot of rejection, you get a lot of no, you get a lot of sometimes swearing. I remember when I first came to UK, I couldn't speak a word in English. Rancho Prabhu gave me the piece of paper. This was 1985. Yoga and meditation, and everyone is giving a donation. So I had a piece of paper. Give book to people and let them read. Yoga and meditation, and everyone is giving donation. Very short. And so one time, you know, there was a couple, you know, the man, you know, he was swearing some bad words. I don't even wonder about my mother. You know, people, they say bad words about your parents, and which if I would have understood it, probably I would have reacted. But anyway, so I was smiling. I was smiling at him in a very devotional way, and he was keeping swearing, and I was smiling because I couldn't understand. Ignorance was the bliss. And Rupa Raghunath, who is an Italian devotee, was distributing, you know, Rupa Raghunath, your god brother, he's in Vrindavan, and I just saw that, you know, he went towards this person. What did you say? And he punched him on the face. I said, why did you do that? In Italian, you know, I was telling him, you know, didn't take the book, but he said, yes, you were smiling, but he was swearing, you know, very bad swearing words about your mom and this and that. Anyway, I didn't mind. So, but he came back. The person with girlfriend actually said, you know, my boyfriend, she asked Rupa Raghunath to translate it to me. Said, I came back because my partner was swearing at you and you were unaffected and you were, you know, peaceful, calm, and happy. You are a true... We were in devotional clothes. Said, you are a true devotee. And then I said, you know what? Tell her, because I couldn't understand a word. But anyway, it doesn't matter. She took the book. I at least take the book, you know, to a small higher taste. It was a nice experience. Doesn't cost anything. Let's be in ignorance. You know, you have to be intelligent when you do book distribution. But sometimes if you are an advanced devotee, he puts himself in ignorance. That's what it means, ignoring someone. It's better to not react and play the part of ignorance. As if they never said anything, or as if they never pushed you, or whatever. I've been arrested many times for obstruction. Devotees, they used to get arrested all the time. And, you know, but it doesn't do anything. It's we have a shield. I don't have any criminal record, but we have a shield, you know, given to us by Mahaprabhu. Nobody can touch us. It only takes time. Now, hardly devotees, they get arrested for distributing books. There is a difference. See, there is much more awareness now. We have changed a little bit the opinion of the leaders. They've accepted us in some degree. Like Prabhupada said, in the beginning, they deride, they swear, but when they see that we are serious in our business, then they stop laughing. And that's when the envy comes out. So there's a stage of deriding us because, you know, they see us walking around shaved head with some cloth, saffron cloth or white cloth on, and sentimentally chanting for them, you know, we are sentimental, and distributing some paper. But the consciousness has changed now. The people know a little bit more about us. And that's why there's been some conflict, envy, and, you know, they tried to close the temple. But then we won. You know, even we're more glorious. We are accepted. Politicians getting books. Politician quoting from our books. Yeah, I heard one politician talking about karma. Pandit. These are words, you know, used by politicians. Pandit, guru, karma. Many things, you know, that they are in our books used by them for their own profit. So that's the thing. The anartha nivritti has been there. We're still going towards the anartha nivritti process with our Krishna consciousness movement. Because, you know, it's a 50-year-old baby. We are still young. Look at the Christianity. After 1,000 years, they stopped being persecuted. In the beginning, they would crucify them and give them to the lions to eat. The Romans, they used to give the Christians in the Colosseum to the lions to be eaten. They were like subhuman Christians in those days. But look at now. It's the most popular, it's an empire, famous religion in the world. Took 2,000 years of sacrifice and waiting for the Christianity to be recognized, for Jesus to become famous. So let's be patient. You know, we are 50 years. We're still a little baby. The baby has to grow. And let's give time, and you will see that Krishna consciousness will eventually prevail. Some more suffering has to come for people, you know, to turn. It says, all in the Bhagavatam, prediction is there. People, they are harassed by their own protectors, the government, who force them, you know, to pay more tax, more money, more. And if people, they're forced to go to run to the forest, isn't that? Isn't the Bhagavatam? They're forced to run to the forest. We haven't seen yet this scene, but make no mistake, it will happen. So, Krishna consciousness, you know, it's very important, and we can present all our signs through these books. Mahaprabhu is very merciful, and there is a reward for any of you who want to do a little bit of book distribution. Don't think, you know, that the reward is the cookie that you get during the festival, National Sangeetan Festival. It'll be much, much higher. than that. Lord Chaitanya personally will embrace you. Actually, there's a very nice, sweet story. Shivram Swami. I was in Leicester as a temple president in Leicester, and it's 88 or 89. I won a marathon that year. Do you remember around that time, Premanava? I got sick and I came late to the festival. I got arrested. They kept me in prison for 2 days. But then I made it in time for right at the end. And Shivram Maharaj was there, you know. Oh, you were not 87, you were. I got arrested for speeding. We were driving 2 days before. I was trying to come to the manor. I had a boot of the car full of Lakshmi. It was me, Radha Ballava, Sri Govinda, Bhakta Ben, Radha Damodar, and myself. You know Radha Damodar. Srinivas, you know the story. I got arrested. They sent Gaurapurush from Leicester to get me out in Sheffield. So on the motorway, I was, Radha Ballava said, go faster, faster, don't worry. It was early in the morning. There is no body, no police on the road. So I was pushing on the accelerator, 130 miles an hour. That was really bad. Can you imagine a Hare Krishna, 130 miles an hour? And there was a car flashing on the back, and the devotee said, can you stop flashing? Don't worry, just change the mirror. You don't have the car, go even faster. Go even faster. So I was going even faster, and the car was going fast and flashing. And then all of a sudden, I saw the thing on top of the car, you know, the police sign. I said, there is a blue, this is not just another car, this is the police. Anyway, so they got me immediately uncuffed. And all the rest of the devotees, they went away. So I was the one, you know, I couldn't speak much English, you know, 2 years in England. Somehow or another, I had a blissful marathon that year. It was very, very nice. And so they investigated them, and they found all this money in the car. Court case, on the next day. So I spent in all... They wanted to feed me, but it was all meat and stuff. So I fasted all day and all night, just water. And they were giving all this food and stuff, but I didn't touch anything. I was a fanatic, a brahmachari at that time. I wouldn't touch anything, you know, cooked by other people. Of course, now I'm not like that. But... They had an interpreter, an Italian interpreter, and they said, the judge said, who are you, where you come from, what are you doing in this country, and where is your passport, where is, you know, they got an interpreter, said, who are you working for? I said, I work for Krishna, Mr. Krishna, and what is all this money? They thought, you know, we are robbed something, some machine or something. I said, this is our begging money. We collect money, we distribute, sell books. I'm a Hare Krishna monk, and where do you, this is only money for you? Show me your bank. I said, no, it's not mine, it's for the temple, the Hare Krishna. It was all new to them, they didn't know. The judge didn't even know who are these Hare Krishna. And are you employed? I said, no. No, you collect all these for what? For free. I said, yeah, I don't get anything. I don't get a penny. I'm a monk, shaved up, you know, monk, like a Buddhist, you know, like the... I said, oh, wait, I do get something. You know, you don't get anything at all? I said, yeah, I do get something. We are having a festival in 2 days' time. What are you getting for as a... You getting paid? I said, I get a cookie. I get a cookie. They didn't believe me. They thought I was, messing around with them. Anyway, so then they let me go, and the Gaura Purush came, Prabhupada disciple, said, that's the truth. Everything he said is the truth. And so I had to pay the fine, for speeding. They paid the fine. They let me go. And then I went to hospital. When I went to Leicester, I went to hospital because I collapsed with my kidney inflammation. Because, not eating anything. We were very fanatic. Sometimes we wouldn't drink much during a marathon, and 10 hours, 12 hours a day. So I got admitted in hospital, and it was on next day there was a festival. So they put me on morphine and stuff, to check me out. I woke up the next day, and then I ran away from the hospital. they wonder, they got the police again, searching for me. So I came down with Jagat Purush, Gaura Purush, for the festival. I was late. I was in that corner. And then Maharaji didn't know what was going on, arrested, and then in hospital, we were wondering what was going on. And so when he saw me, he hugged me. He gave me a big hug. That's why I'm telling the old story. You don't just get a... I said, thank you for the hug, Maharaj. I feel now in good hands. He said, never mind my hug. He said, you've been hugged, you've been embraced by Lord Chaitanya for what you did. And it was very nice experience for me that those words, and it's true, it's also there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada mentioned that, anyone who takes up the mission of Mahaprabhu, it's embraced by the Lord. He embraced when he went to South India. Kurma Brahman, the Brahman, Kurma, and the other one was Vasudev, the leper. Lord Chaitanya, even though he had a leprosy, he embraced him because he knew, is he going to preach my gospel? And Prabhupada, in one of those purports, says, anyone who helps a little bit will be hugged by Lord Chaitanya. Anyway, so that was a little story. But we want to, I'm discovering, I've done door-to-door streets distribution. In Italy, they trained me to do the service area festival. I've done different types of book distribution, but now I'm experiencing I've done even on the beach, umbrella to umbrella. So in Italy, when it used to be very... I know there's a lot of Maya surrounding you, but as a brahmachari, I was told, to do it. We did it. Now I've discovered something which I've learned. It's not something new. I've learned from the founder, Acharya Prabhupada. And it works, and it's really... and joyful. For those, who don't like the cold or whatever, you can sneak, in bars or costa, restaurants. I wait for people, to drink their coffee, start to drink, and then I go and put a Bhagavad Gita on the table. And they're chatty, because the coffee goes to the brain and they feel happy, generous to chat to you, and you make a few jokes, and they give good donations, £10, £20. Then if there's a group of them, one of them gives, then everyone gives. it's very nice. So just in case, some of you once try it, Prabhupada used to do it in the tea rooms in Delhi. He used to distribute his magazines. I was told he would wait for people, to drink their tea, and they're all happy and chatty. And he would go and distribute the magazine. I always wondered why Prabhupada would do the tea rooms. Some devotees, like Sri Hari, used to do the pubs, you know, in the people. You get people when they start to drink, not when they're drunk. Otherwise, you know, they will attack you. They get violent after. But when they start to drink, you know, they feel a little bit happy. And they take the books. Don't they used to go with a bucket, isn't it, Sri Hari? Give out the books and people will give donations. So I put on a little video that maybe we can play it. The table to table. Of course, I do 2-3 tables and then I go out and carry on doing something else. But there are some pictures there. I think it's the first, not this one, the other one. We can show the other one. It's only 3 minutes. Are you okay to watch it? Yeah? Yesterday, a Muslim family, they took a Bhagavad Gita, 2 families. It was very nice, you know, and they gave generously. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Do you need a microphone? Muslim lady. Motorcyclists, they are very generous usually. Bhagavad Gita, right to the sunshine. And also for all those who want to distribute a book, another secret which works, whichever book you are about to distribute, if you just open up and read a random little something, it's nice to be empowered by the book, and then by the book that you want to distribute. It's like, let the Lord speak to you. It works. Only a few seconds. There's another slideshow of 3 minutes, one. This one, one second. This one, it's some boy and girl from a band from Marsh, from France. They took a book about 15, 20 years ago, and then a Bhagavatam, the blue Bhagavatam, and then we had a nice chat, and they made a song on the encounter that we had. Anyway, you will see this because it was in Fleet Service area. There is pine trees there. And I was making a joke to girlfriend, was not very favorable. I said, you look at the pine. And while I talked to your boyfriend, he was a singer. He was going to a festival. But now they're becoming a little bit famous. Anyway, they made a song. They read the Bhagavatam. They took a Bhagavad Gita, and there are some devotees in France taking care of them. And this is the song they made for... You can put it on.
Close your eyes. You'll be fine. Take my hand. From highways to dead ends, doorways and canyons, in the heart of darkness, when your light's prison bears, I got you and you got me, like the colors got the blue. I got you and you got me, like the numbers got the two. In case of danger, I will come to the rescue. Soulmate, an angel, I got you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Hari. That's it. So this was in Fleet Service area, and I remember I was talking to them, you know, close your eyes, don't worry, it won't take long. Then I, you know, they felt I got them, you know. And they got me. they said, you know, when life is a mess, I will come to rescue. So they felt, you know, quite touched, you know, by the Bhagavatam. And they actually made a song, you know, and they sent it. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any additional comment? Yes. What time do we finish on Sunday? 9 o'clock. Yes, over. Coco, she's got a question.
Hare Bol Prabhu, thank you for your sharings. I'd like to ask if you have learned, you know, any. So the point of view that you take, I can see that you really love these people. Like, can you elaborate on how what goes through your mind when you, you know, give these books out to them, and what's your relationship with everybody who's, you know, out there?
Well, good question. The relationship between a book distributor and a receiver, for me, is very sacred. I feel loved when I go out by those who take the book. They appreciate, somehow or another, they're touched, you know, by the mercy of the Lord. I could tell, you know, they're suffering, and they're very much, there's so much wanting of Krishna consciousness outside there, even though, despite the crisis, cost of living, and people there screaming for help. And I feel that Lord Krishna, through me, is consoling them, comforting them. So the relationship, it's one of a kind. It's a sacred bond, just like the doctor and the patient. The relationship, you know, it's very sacred. The teacher and the student, the guru and the disciple. So the book distributor and the receiver, there is that special bond. For those who are touched by the book, when they read the book, they always remember the giver. Like, you know, I when I still got my little, even though it was given by my friend, but he opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. My friend was materialistic, but I never forget him. I'm grateful. He gave me a magazine, Bhakti Godhead magazine. And I never forget him. Of course, he's dead now. He's passed away. But he's still there, you know. He wears like the... He's the catalyst person that who gave me the first information about Krishna. Vartama Pradakshava Guru. What is it? That's the one. It's that person. You become a guru. You give, you know, something about God to someone, you are a guru to that person. And there is some love there. And it's very, very pure. You don't have to know the person, where he's coming from, or where. Somehow or another, that encounter has been arranged by Krishna. Just like, you know, I'm here sitting today, and there are some people who are destined later on to take a book from me. I'm preparing my consciousness, because I go out on Sunday as well. And Krishna is preparing them. They're probably 9 o'clock, maybe they are getting up, taking breakfast. I don't know who they are. But Krishna is preparing them. So it's all the doing of the Lord. He's the Adikarta. He's preparing these people towards this transcendental meeting. Then, and he's tracking them. They stop on the motorway, either for using toilet or coffee or a snack, and they fall into the net of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme architect of all this. You know, he's always, at every second, you know, pressing, his intelligence to deliver the conditioned soul, those who are ready. So these people, and then, you know, the meeting comes, they take the book, and those people, you have a relationship with them. Of course, you know, I try to make them friends on Facebook, you know, that they can carry on contacting me if they want some more books, or come to the temple for a vegetarian meal, and so on and so forth. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Is it okay with everyone if I ask one more? What have you learned from Catholicism that informs your missionary approach?
What have I learned from?
From Catholicism that informs your missionary approach in Christian countries.
From the monastery that I was in.
I guess so, or just your general understanding.
I don't know. I tell you one thing. I was brought up in a monastery, and I was not a saintly boy. There were other boys, you know, much more saintly than me, more disciplined, and I was very naughty. And sometimes I wonder why they didn't become devotee, why me? But Krishna consciousness is a very deep thing, you know. I never liked violence, and I've always liked to make people happy somehow or another. And I've always been kind of a nature. So somehow or another, Krishna made a good use of a bad bargain. What do you call it? Yes. So he made something, a broken puppet like me, you know, useful for something. And I'm convinced I joined Krishna consciousness for a purpose, and this is my purpose. Every day I get convinced more and more to do my little bit to help Srila Prabhupada. That's what convinces me, and that's what drives me to, no matter what happened in the world, no matter what happened with my health, I always try to do my little bit. Of course, I can do more like I used to do before as a young man, but I'm still there, you know, trying a little something. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your audience. And all glories to you and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhagavan.